It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to another edition of DocSmo.com, your source for MP3s about pediatric topics. As you could tell by that incredible intro, I am your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, a general pediatrician by day, but a blogger by night. Now, I'm recording this episode on location, down in the low country of South Carolina. Low because it's near the sea. Yes, vacation time, and me and the missus are enjoying the unbelievable beauty of the South Carolina coast. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty of today's talk, let me remind my new and old listeners alike that I may or may not be your child's doctor, and that I am not giving out medical advice specific to any one child, rather general information about pediatrics. For specific advice about your child, you need to visit that wonderful person you call your child's pediatrician. Now, today's topic is teething, and I call this teething, just the facts, ma'am. Our older listeners will recognize that's from Dragnet, when the detective used to say, "I just want the facts, ma'am. We're just going to get down to what we know about teething today." So we're going to explore some of the essential facts about teething that new parents need to know. So let's get started, shall we? Parents really seem to begin worrying about teething when their children come in at around 4 months of age for their four-month checkup. I hear almost daily at that age, "My infant is drooling and chewing a lot. Is this teething, doctor?" Well, I'm going to give you my opinion, and my opinion is no. At 4 months of age, babies still have a very limited ability to control their bodies. And the muscles they do have the most control over are the ones of the face, mouth, and throat. Ergo, chewing and drooling. Babies use the muscles that they have control over. At the same age, babies usually begin cooing and laughing as well. And you could argue that this is also a sign of teething, but that doesn't make any sense. So, babies chew and drool because that's the part of their bodies that they control the best at 4 months of age. Now, the fixation that children have with mouthing objects is their way of exploring the world, not a sign of teething, in my opinion. And when parents bring their children for the 6 to 9 month checkup, I often hear that they're not sleeping at night, and parents frequently attribute this again to teething. I hear things like, "This teething is terrible. My child won't sleep, chews on everything, and drools all the time." So I'll ask, "Does pain medicine help, Mrs. Jones?" And I usually hear the response, "No, it must be terribly painful, because pain medicines like Tylenol, acetaminophen, and ibuprofen just don't help. We're up all night dealing with this severe pain." So then I will ask, "Well, what about during the day? Is teething painful then?" And I usually hear the same answer, "No, it just seems to be at night." So I'll think, Well, here's my opinion again. Pain medicines don't help these children because these infants don't have severe pain, but rather an overdependence on their parents at nighttime, at bedtime. No daytime pain because the discomfort of teething is very mild. No response to pain medicines because, again, the discomfort is mild. The problem is much worse at night because the main problem is that the child has not learned to become an independent sleeper at night. They still are dependent on their parents for falling asleep. Now, more on that subject, you can check out my podcast, Straight Talk About Sleep in Infancy, and you'll hear a good discussion about how to avoid this pitfall in the first year. So, Doc Smo, what is the science behind teething? Does it really cause high fever? Does it really cause diarrhea? Can it really cause severe pain? What do we know? Well, here's what my research says. As far as the high fever, studies say no. Does teething cause diarrhea? Studies say no. Does teething cause severe pain? My experience says not very often. And is drooling a sign of teething? My experience again says no. I want you to remember this truism. Two things can happen at the same time and not be related. Let me repeat that. We've all heard this before. Two events can occur at the same time but be totally unrelated. Now, parents are always looking to make sense of things. I respect that, but sometimes it gets them in trouble. For instance, if a child has a severe viral illness or some other source of pain like a stomach ache, they ate a new food and it upset their stomach, and that changes their behavior or maybe gives them diarrhea or maybe affects their sleep, and they're also teething at the same time, those two things may be totally unrelated. The behavior change or the sleep problem may have nothing to do with the teething. Think about it. It goes on for about 20 years. You know, we're always losing teeth, getting teeth. A lot of other things can happen at the same time along the way. So the take-home point from this section of this talk is, I want you to remember, do not attribute a high fever or severe pain, or severe diarrhea to teething, no matter what grandma says. There is probably something else wrong with your child if they're acting unusual, have a fever, get bad diarrhea. So make sure you take them to the doctor and get that checked out. I really don't mean to minimize the whole process of teething, but I think we need to put it in perspective. There is something going on. Children get teeth all through childhood, and there is some discomfort associated with the eruption of teeth, just not severe pain, unless there is a dental problem like an infected tooth. Here is what I want you to remember about teething. Never attribute a high fever, severe diarrhea, or a major sleep problem or severe pain to teething. Get your child checked out if they have any of these symptoms. The discomfort of teething can be dealt with acetaminophen or a cool but not cold chewing toy. Make sure it's a safe toy, however. My experience tells me that topical numbing drops are not very useful. And I want you to remember, the eruption of teeth is not a real painful process in older children. Why should it be such a big problem in younger children? Let's think about that. Well, thanks for joining me for this podcast. If you learned something and I was able to enhance your understanding of a pediatric topic, that's great. Feel free to check out other discussions of pediatric topics by exploring my website, docsmo.com. Get your free pediatric education with a simple click of your finger. Now, Mom told me the other day that she downloaded every podcast on my website and made her husband listen to them on a particularly long car ride. To that dad, I'm sorry. 73 posts to date. Wow. This is Dr. Paul Smolin broadcasting from the low country of South Carolina, hoping you got a little schooling on your child's drooling. Until next time. I want to thank the following people for help with the production of this podcast: David, Golden Voice Jaffe, for his intro voiceover. Seth Jaffe, the Rocket Man Barrister, for his inspirational guidance. Wendy Smolin, chief of our talented legal staff. Sarah, the Wizard Smolin, for her digital editing and photography. And Robert Beezer, Ben Smolin, and Jerome Moof, for producing this beautiful intro and outro music you were listening to. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com pedcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.